I want to help Dylan feel better, but I don't know what to say. Everything I think of just sounds stupid.
The best thing you can do for a friend that's hurting is just be there and pray for them. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by today. I remember I was in middle school when my best friend's dog died. I really wanted to say something to him, but I couldn't think of the right words. The only thing I could do was pray for him and keep being his friend no matter what. Just like it says in Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Our story today is entitled, Take It to God. Bryson wrote something on a piece of paper, then crumpled it up and threw it in the trash can. He did this several times, and before long, he was out of paper. He laid his head on his desk in frustration. Just then, Mom walked by. What's wrong, Bryson? I'm all out of paper, Bryson replied. Can we go to the store so I can get some more? Mom glanced at the crumpled balls of paper in and around the trash can. What are you trying to write? Our Sunday school teacher challenged us to write an encouraging letter to someone. I immediately thought of Dylan. He's been really upset lately about his parents getting a divorce. I've been trying to write him a letter, but everything I write sounds stupid. Bryson picked up a ball of paper and handed it to his mother. You can read one of my attempts if you want. Mom uncrumpled the piece of paper. Hey, Dylan, sorry your parents are getting a divorce. Hope you have a good day anyway. Mom put the paper down and looked at Bryson. See, Mom, everything sounds so dumb, and I just don't know what I can say to make Dylan feel better. I have no idea what he's going through, but I know it must be hard. Bryson sighed. And now I'm all out of paper. I'm sorry, Bryson, Mom said. I have no idea how to make paper, so I can't help you. Bryson gave his mom a strange look. Mom, I don't need you to make me paper. I just need you to take me to a place where I can get some. Mom nodded. You're exactly right. And it's just the same with Dylan. He doesn't need you to solve his problems. He just needs you to take them to someone who can, God. As Christians, we're called to pray for one another. The biggest encouragement you can give to Dylan is to tell him you're praying for him, and then do it. She smiled. I have to go grocery shopping tomorrow, and we'll pick you up another pad of paper then. In the meantime, you can take Dylan's problems to Jesus in prayer. He knows exactly what Dylan needs. Bryson nodded, and after Mom had left, he bowed his head and said a quick prayer for Dylan. So, how about you? Do you know someone who's going through a hard time right now? Even though you may want to, you can't solve everyone's problems. The best thing you can do for a friend in need is to take their problems to God in prayer. He may direct you to help them in other ways too, but ultimately, he's the only one able to give them what they need. So encourage your friend by letting them know you're praying for them. Our key verse today,
Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength. Always ready to help in times of trouble.
And our key thought today, pray for those who are hurting. I hope you like listening to the Keys for Kids stories with me every day, but do you want to read them on your own? Well, now you can get them on your Nook and Kindle. And when you're done with the stories, there's games and crafts for you too, like making slime from the Pity Puddle story. Ask one of your parents to go to keysforkids.org and then click on Shop to get the Keys for Kids ebook. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.